This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
Everyone, and welcome to Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. My name is Megan McKeever, and I'll be your host slash tour guide for the next hour or so. Now, for those of you listening for the very first time, we'll be watching through the entire series of Sex and the City, and each week I'll have a brand new guest to join me. So this week, we have an amazing guest for you, Ava Seha, and we'll be watching Season 3, Episode 3, entitled Attack of the 5'10 Woman. If you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. And if you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., you can email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you. Have you guys heard about BarkBox? Okay, so for humans, BarkBox is a delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys curated around a surprise theme each month. For dogs, BarkBox is like the joy of a million belly scratches. For you, the listeners of Cosmos in the City, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month of BarkBox at BarkBox.com. So, to receive 1 month free, go to BoardWalkAudio.com/BarkBox. Again, that's BoardWalkAudio.com/BarkBox to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. All right, guys, so go check it out. This show is brought to you by Boardwalk Audio, and they've got a lot of other awesome podcasts, so head over to BoardWalkAudio.com to check them out. And if you like the show and want to support it, the best way to do so is by shopping. So just go to BoardWalkAudio.com/Cosmos, click on the Amazon logo to the left, and start shopping. We'll also put a link in the show notes. Okay, everybody, enjoy the show. Cheers. Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Cosmos and the City, the Sex and the City podcast. Today, we are talking about Season 3, Episode 3, titled Attack of the 5'10 Woman. And today, we have the lovely Ava Seha.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Thank you so much for coming today.
Of course.
So, Ava, tell us about yourself.
I am an actor and writer. Originally from Seattle, Washington.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
You've never been to Seattle?
No.
It's really cool. They call it the Emerald City.
Oh. Yes. Why? Are there emeralds there?
No, because it's so green. You like in The Wizard of Oz, the Emerald City.
Yeah. I just went to a Grey's Anatomy pop-up thing, museum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like in...
Oh, yeah, that's set in Seattle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's set in Seattle.
I've never watched Grey's Anatomy, so I don't know.
No?
No, no, no.
So that's the only, like, real connection to Seattle that I have is through that show.
That's funny.
But that pop-up, it was pretty interesting. Because it's definitely filmed in L.A. But anyway, back to Sex and the City. So, what have you been in recently?
I actually just did an episode of SWAT that's going to air October 25th.
Nice.
It's really fun. I got to work with Shamar Moore and the whole cast and stuff, so that was really neat. And then you can catch me on Netflix right now for a few things. This movie called Newness with fucking Nicholas Holt and... let's see what else. Season 2 of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, episode 6, I believe, you can catch me on.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah, and then Last Man Standing. It used to be on ABC, but now it's on Fox. I was on, is in an episode of that as well.
Nice.
Yeah, and then I have a movie, an action film coming out called Nation's Fire.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's awesome. I play like a biker chick.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So it should be out in, I think the LA premiere is going to be in October. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So versatile.
Yes.
All right. Well, so what's your background with Sex and the City?
I don't have a background with Sex and the City. The only connection I have to Sex and the City is Hocus Pocus with Sarah Jessica Parker in
there. Nice.
So this was like the first episode I've ever seen of Sex and the City.
Cool. What do you think of it?
It was interesting. It's definitely that you can tell the writing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
Since then.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It was just, I was like, oh, okay, that's the writing. It's kind of almost, did you ever see True Blood?
Yeah.
On HBO? How it's kind of campy?
Yes.
Like that? Sex and the City is kind of campy.
Yeah.
But like in a risque way, which was interesting. It was like it's a very interesting mix to kind of have something campy, like writing, campy writing with like a very serious and like sexual overtones. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you should watch more episodes.
Maybe I will after this.
So let's talk about this episode.
Yeah.
It starts out with the four girls at brunch talking about the New York Times wedding announcement page and like how that's like a big thing for women in New York or everywhere, I guess. Do you care about wedding announcements?
No. I would care more about funeral announcements than anything. I think that would be more of my style. I don't know.
That's slightly depressing, but
no, but okay. I just think it's funny. No, like I've never been like of course, like I'm interested in getting married and stuff like that, but like I've never been like one of those girls that was like, oh my God, like I can't. I'm gonna look at the, like read all these wedding announcements. Like I grew up a tomboy, so like it's not, I hang out with guys and stuff like that. So it's very, it was, watching that was very, very strange to me because some of these women are like, they kind of mean to other women a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I was just like, oh, I would never do that. Ew.
Yeah. Like, this episode is weird. There's a lot of like girl on girl action.
Yeah. And it's almost like now I feel like the climate for women has changed to mm-hmm. be more supportive of each other. So
totally.
It's like watching something like that, I was like, oh, this isn't like woman empowering at all. It's kind of like, I don't know. This is such a weird like connection. But
no,
like,
go for it.
You know how like the Democratic Party didn't win 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
It's because we were all at each other's throats. And it's like the same thing. Like if women are all at each other's throats, then we're never going to be able to like move up the ranks and like get equal rights and like have fair pay if we're not all sticking together. It's
right.
Like kind of the same thing. That's why I saw that.
Yeah, and this episode was...
No, that's like very introspective, but...
No, it's true. And like this episode, we saw different girl cliques.
Yeah, and different people putting like... It was interesting because like the friends helped build each other up, which is good. But it's like then they would tear down someone that they didn't know anything about.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It wasn't great. But yeah, so they're talking about wedding announcements. They also about the wedding announcements. They were talking about how when those women got married, it's like they stopped having their own lives.
Which is still a thing. Like I know some girls that are definitely like that. They're like, they don't want to have a career, but they go to college and get a career. And then as soon as they get married, they're like, bounce, you know? Because that's just like what they wanted to do. They wanted to be, you know, at home and have kids and stuff, which is totally fine. But it's just like, I'm definitely not.
Yeah.
Wait, everyone always compares like people to like I wouldn't want to ever give up my career.
Right.
At all, ever. Yeah.
No, and I think there's a world where you can have both.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that's one thing like this. How long ago were these filmed?
This was probably like 2000.
Yeah, like this is, I feel like 10 years does, you know, or 8.
20, like 18.
Yeah, 18, 18 years, sorry. That's a big difference, you know, nowadays it's like we're kind of told now like, oh yeah, no, you could totally do this and still have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm glad though that the four women were like, that's dumb. They were why are these women giving up their lives? So... Except later in the seasons, Charlotte does end up doing that. She kind of does give up her career.
Charlotte's the kind of the modest one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we'll get to that. So during this whole New York Times wedding announcement thing, for some reason, there's like an article about Big and Natasha's wedding.
Right.
So do you know anything about Big?
I just hear that he's like the big love interest. And in the movie, like, they're supposed to get married and then he doesn't show up or something. Or
he like hesitates.
Yeah. And then there's like this confrontation. I've seen the clip of it because like I've had friends who are like, oh my God, like Carrie, he just like left Carrie. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they have this huge fight in like the middle of a busy New York street.
Yeah,
she's like throwing flowers and hitting him. That's pretty crazy. So Big basically told Carrie that he never wanted to get married again. Then they broke up. Then like 6 months later, he's like engaged to Natasha, who's like 10 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of a big blow to her ego. You know, Carrie's like, you told me you'd never wanted to get married again.
Yeah.
And now here he is getting married to Natasha.
Right.
And Carrie hates Natasha because she's 5'10" and beautiful and basically everything Carrie is not. And, so they have to, they read this article. Charlotte walks Carrie home, and then they read this article. And it's kind of sad. Like, I'm glad, like, any exes that I have that get married, at least I don't have to read about it.
I've actually been to my ex's weddings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm still friends with most of my exes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I'm, like, very happy for them that they're married and have kids. Because, like, it shows that, like, for me, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I, like, got out of that.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't have had the opportunities I've had in my life right now. Like, I'm very career oriented, so like, I feel like if I'm gonna get married or somebody's gonna be the one, like, they're gonna have to be involved. Like, they're gonna have to know that my career's first, and I would give them up to have an Oscar or something, like, mm-hmm. which is kind of selfish and stuff. Yeah. But it makes sense. And I'm 34 right now too, so like. So I'm at the same age that they are supposed to be in the mm-hmm. TV show. And so, like, it's interesting to kind of, like, watch people like that where it's, like, you do have people who are that age who are like, oh, no, I got to have kids now. And it's, like, for me, I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not give me 6 years. I can still have a kid in my 40s. Like, it's fine. So I'm not in a hurry. Like, I just bought a motorcycle yesterday.
What?
Yeah. Like, I don't care.
You're becoming that biker girl.
Yeah, I'm 100% like a biker girl. I'm like, it's, to me, I was like, it's just interesting, this show. It's good, though. Yeah. It's fun.
It's good. Let's see, where were we? Natasha, I can't remember.
Oh, Natasha being like, so I'm usually friends with like all of my exes and like,
for me,
when they first got married, I was like, oh, okay, but it's like, I understand like why, like the women that they married are like perfect for them. So to me, it wasn't like, I didn't have any jealousy. I didn't have any like animosity towards. I was like, oh, good for you. Like, I dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I mean, like, are you ever sitting there like, good luck? Like, ooh. Good luck, girl.
Well, no, not at all. Because it's like people change, and like at one point I was in love with them, and I had an experience with them. But like right. Now, it's like I'm not. There's no attraction, and it's not anything like that.
That's cool. I'm friends with some of my exes too, but some of them though, I never want to read about their wedding day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm glad I'm not with them and I'm very happy for them. I just don't want to hear all about it.
Right. That makes sense.
Like, Carrie has to hear like the details, like down to like how they met, you know, the kind of flowers she was holding while walking down the aisle.
Well, I think it's so crazy that she ends up seeing her. I mean, it's definitely like, of course, that's supposed to happen in the script. But it's just like, it's interesting that like she's. And I like the fact that they show Natasha is like a very nice person. She's mm-hmm. not trying to be a bitch. She's not trying to be like used to be with Big, like, fuck you, like, or anything like right. that. She's like very, like, you know, so glad to meet you. Please come be my friend, you know, which makes the ending like really funny to me.
Yes.
But it makes sense because, you know, Carrie's a writer. So.
But yeah, Natasha, she's always nice. She never, it's like she just doesn't have like a mean bone in her body. And what's really interesting is you saw she was wearing like that white dress. Mm-hmm. They always put her in white.
Oh, in the series?
In the whole series.
Oh, crazy. Always, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because she's just like angelic and also just dull. Like she's nice, but there's just nothing, but that's like all she is. She's just nice. And we don't really find out too many interesting things about her.
Hmm.
But it's like her and Big's apartment, we find out, is like all decorated in beige colors. Just like creams, beige. And we even see Big.
Well, it makes sense because she would be like the safe choice.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like Natasha. And you brought up a good point watching it. The actress, Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, she was in Serendipity.
Yeah, she's in Serendipity.
Which is very much typecast.
Yeah.
Which sucks. But that's fine. I mean, here's the thing is that Hollywood is all about typecasting. And you want to get typecasted because then you're going to get all these parts. Do you watch Glow?
Yes.
So the blonde in it, the lead blonde, mm-hmm. she have you seen American Gods?
No.
So in Glow, you know how she gets cheated on, right, by her best friend, and that's kind of the premise of her character.
Right.
American Gods is the exact same thing. The lead girl, who's her best friend, cheats on her with her husband. and like, I mean, she's got two leading roles in two series. Like,
yeah
of course I want to get typecast. But she's so good at it. She's such a good, like, she's got such a good emotional range. But anyway, but like, getting typecast is not necessarily a bad thing in Hollywood.
No, I mean, it's funny because like, Bridget Moynihan, even in, have you seen John Wick?
I saw the first one.
Okay. So she's...
I only saw it once. That was
she's
a long
like
ago.
His dead wife.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, she can't catch a break, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, she's already dead.
Yeah.
Like, she died.
But it's like, it's fine. It's cool. I mean, you're still getting cast in movies, so that's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the whole point.
No, she's great.
Sorry.
But it is crazy. They, like, ran into each other, and then they're like, Natasha's like, oh, I'm picking out a dress for this Women in the Arts luncheon. And Carrie's like, oh, I'm a member. I'm going to that. See you there. Like, okay.
I just like that she's like, she goes, actually goes, and she's like, I'm a member, but like, I never come. Ever. That sounds like something I would say. I'd be like, I'm not, I get all the emails, but like, ooh, I don't really go. Anyway, I'm on the list. You know,
like, I'm there. Oh, it's like, and then the lady's like all the way in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. Oh, never came before. So... Let's talk about another character. Let's talk about Miranda. So Miranda gets a cleaning lady, Magda.
So I've never had a cleaning lady, but like, they come for 2 hours and then they leave.
Yeah.
And I'm not, either I'm there or I'm not. Like, this is very elaborate cleaning lady.
This
it's like she's
like
hired a personal assistant.
Totally.
A very Jewish personal assistant.
Yes. She's hired a very like full-time housekeeper is basically what she's done.
Yeah.
And
what does she do for her job that she would hire someone like that?
She's a lawyer. But I guess like a very well high-paid
for
lawyer.
Like, yeah, I was like, okay.
And she, yeah, because she doesn't even have a kid yet.
Yeah.
Because she gets a kid. And then I'm like, okay, now I can understand why you would.
Right, yeah. She's like, for a single apartment. Yeah, and that doesn't make sense. I thought that was really weird. And also, like, if she started doing things I didn't like and rearranging, I would fire her, like, in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be like, oh, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. Like, I'll just get another new cleaning lady.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had that confrontation. I would have been like, hey, I think it's just not working out.
Yeah, exactly. I think you need to leave my home because this is becoming a different type of situation.
Yeah. So Miranda, like, yeah, just kind of lays it out for her. And I guess she she understands.
Also, that is a huge, huge vibrator. Like that, how long that was? That was very much longer than I've seen it in a long time.
Yeah,
I was definitely props. The Sex and the City prop team going like, wouldn't it be funny if like the dick's like 14 inches long and like who uses a 14 inch long vibrator?
I do not.
I don't.
I think they also wanted it maybe to be like the same size.
Overdramatic.
For the, like in comparison to the Virgin Mary
statue. Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes way more sense. Because I was like, wow, that's abnormally big. Like, much bigger than I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, super big. But Magda actually becomes like a recurring character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she stays throughout the rest of the series and even is in the movies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, because she just becomes like...
funny comic relief for her.
Yeah. And yeah, she's great. She was also, that actress was in Hunger Games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was. Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. Does she speak in that? I don't know. I don't think she speaks.
I remember seeing her, though.
But yeah, she's like, you know, the oldest, whatever they're called. It's been a long time since I've seen those movies. So let's talk about the steam room.
Okay.
So all four of them go to a spa.
So I really liked this storyline, to be honest, because, like, Carrie builds up her friend to be like, you shouldn't worry about your body image. And, like, I really liked that message in the script because, like, that's – I feel like that's really important. I'm Latina, and, like, sometimes I eat food and it goes straight to my hips or it goes straight to my – arms, and so I'm like, I work out a lot, so like I have, so I can eat like I want
right.
to eat.
Totally.
So I get it. Like, I get the whole like body image thing, and like, especially like in your 30s, like you can't eat a large pizza by yourself anymore like you did when you were 23, like 10 years ago. Like, I can't do that anymore. I have to like eat three pieces and then like
stop.
Just stop. So I understand that, and that really resonated with me. So, like, her being in that steam room, which I totally forgot. It's an HBO show. I totally forgot there was, like, so much nudity in the show.
I know.
I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's – and because Jared was sitting right next to me, and he looks like he's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, how was that watching it with your boyfriend?
Yeah, my boyfriend, yeah. He looked at me a couple times, and he was like, oh, okay. Yeah, because he's pretty, like, he's such a great guy. And he's, like, when we watch stuff, we watch Harry Potter together, like, stuff like that.
Completely
so, like,
opposite.
So I've never really watched anything, like, so super risque with him like that or, like, talked about that stuff. And so I was like, oh, okay, we're watching this together.
In a stranger's house.
Yeah, I was going, like, oh, I would never say that to a girl. And he's like, oh, yeah. So it was just weird. But yeah, I really like that message and like how like she kept worrying about like her body image and how she didn't want to wear the towel in the steam room. And I thought that was really nice that they added that because it really it was a nice like that's how you should treat your friends, like tell them that there's nothing wrong with you, like it's just a body. It doesn't really matter. You know?
Also, it's interesting because Charlotte throughout the whole series is just all about her thigh size. She just thinks she has fat thighs throughout the entire series.
I mean,
I don't know why, like,
yeah, but I think
they like, decided that's the thing Charlotte has a thing with.
Yeah, that might just be like a character choice thing, but like there's back then, I should say, like, I remember this being a thing where everybody was interested in getting that space between your legs.
Right.
And like
the thigh master.
Yeah. Right? Like that was a thing. And like you always wanted to like, cause like Carrie's got it. Like she's got that, or Sarah Jessica Parker has that, like, she has like space between her legs. And like I remember having that complex where I'm like, I want that too. And
then thigh gap. That's what it's called now.
Yeah, thigh gap. And it's like, it's just a genetic thing.
Totally.
Like you don't. Calm down. So I totally understand what that her character is coming from. She's like, I just think I have fat thighs. But it's like, if you think you have fat thighs, some other person's going to think you have like the best thighs ever. And like, or like the, or like that woman says like, oh, you have great tits. It's yeah. like, there's something on everybody's body that everybody has problems. Like I used to have a terrible problem about my nose. I always think my nose is really big. And now I always just make fun of myself. Like, no, it's okay. I lied when I was a little kid and it just stayed that way. Just things like that, just to kind of like get over it. Because now I'm in my 30s and like I love the way I look. It's yeah. it's just like nobody else looks like me. And like, I'm so glad I never like went out and got a nose job or anything like that, because it's like being unique is really what's going to like further you in this life rather than trying to be like everybody else. And I think that's kind of the a little bit of the message there too.
Totally. Just be you.
Yeah, just be you, man.
yeah. So also at the spa, Samantha goes and gets a massage, and then she runs into this lady, Katie, I think. And somehow, for some reason, Katie mentions to Samantha, like, oh, you should get a massage with Kevin. He goes down on you.
Yeah, I thought that was really weird. Like, I've never been to I go to those massage parlors where, like, it's the, like, or not, I don't know, they might be Vietnamese.
Or Thai or
yeah, something. Yeah, Thai. Yeah, I go to the Thai places. So, like, I don't know anything about that. So, like, when they were mentioning that, I was like, that seems really weird. I hope that's not really a thing in life.
I hope not either.
But then it's what I thought was weird that like she, if that was the case, then why, if he was really doing those things with these women, and then why would he freak out that what's her name?
Samantha
touched him like that, if he was doing it for these other women, and then he gets fired because he's actually doing, like, it was weird. I don't know if I liked that at all.
I feel like
I mean, first of all, you should never sexually harass anybody like that. That's
no.
Man or woman. Like, what Samantha did was totally wrong.
Yes.
And if she wanted to know, she should have just asked. Like, hey, I heard that you did that thing. Like, that, like, is there extra pay, which is like technically like whoring out, which you should not do either. But it just like, I don't know. I just felt really weird about this storyline. Felt uncomfortable about it.
Yeah. No, it's super weird. I mean, what I think is Kevin sexually harasses women that he wants to go down on, right? And if they're okay with it, he just keeps going. Cause like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so Samantha thought that she was going to get sexually harassed, but he didn't do it to her. Like, he does it who he wants to do it to.
Yeah.
So she was like, all right, I'm going to grab your crotch now. And, but he was like, no. But I am glad though that Samantha said, well, he's been doing this to other women. I mean, at least it got out in the open.
Yeah. It was just a really weird storyline that
would never happen today.
No, exactly. If they were if they were rewriting or rewrote Sex and the City now, they would never have that.
No, the storyline would not.
Yeah, exist. So it definitely like, I was like, oh, that's weird. But I mean, that again, 18 years ago.
Yeah. That whole storyline is just women, men sexually harassing each other in professional places, and that's a big no-no.
Yeah. And I mean, I work with my boyfriend, so like he can sexually harass me anytime he wants at work.
Well, it's not sexual harassment if it's mutual.
That's true.
Right?
I do joke around at work. I'm like, oh, this man is sexually harassing me. They're like, he's your boyfriend. I'm like, I know. But like, it's just jokes.
It's so weird. No, it's because like, yeah, I get massages now. I've had a couple in my life and I just can't imagine that ever happening.
See, well, so, I do like martial arts and boxing, right? Mm-hmm. So like I get massaged because like I'm in a lot of pain after that. After weeks of like throwing punches.
Yeah.
And like, right now I can feel it in my back a little bit, but like I couldn't imagine, like I'd be like, what are you doing? I just want a massage, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that. I got a boyfriend for that. Yeah. You know, like it's.
Hopefully that just doesn't happen. But I know it does, right? Unfortunately. Let's talk about happier things. let's see. Oh, yeah. So Charlotte and Carrie meet for dessert. And they're just like, they're just still both insecure. Like, and they all each have their own thing. Like, Carrie's like, I went and bought these super expensive shoes.
Well, I think what's interesting is that Carrie's really open about her insecurities. Like, she's like, oh, no, 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 I'm totally insecure, but this is the reason why I'm insecure.
Yeah.
And, like, I do that too a lot. So, like, it's it was kind of nice to kind of have someone, like, their – I guess that's a writer would totally do that. I get that because I'm a writer mm-hmm. too. So, like, that's probably why I talk out loud and think out loud
yeah.
to people. But, like, it's interesting how, like, people – how people deal with their insecurities in different ways and either admit to them or don't.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's – how they deal with that in unhealthy or healthy ways. You know?
Yeah.
Like, they're both doing in very unhealthy ways, but it's, like, it's different unhealthy, if that makes sense.
Right. Yes. No.
Because she's using, like, her – she's trying to, like – outdo herself so that she can feel better about herself. And it's like, ultimately, she doesn't end up feeling good. And it's like, she's trying to eat, you know, in moderation or to like die or not eat
fruit.
At all. Fruit. Yeah. And so it's like you're not really enjoying the life by doing that. You're not really experiencing it how.
Right. Neither one of them are enjoying themselves because they're too obsessed with
something that doesn't exist,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And it's sad that Carrie felt that she had to do all of that. And then Natasha didn't even show up.
Right.
And she just felt like a big dummy.
Well, I mean, she it's lesson learned, you know, yeah. which is like, what's nice is that Carrie, like, I'm sure this happens every episode, but Carrie learns a lesson about, like, that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just like, because that's what life is about. It's like making those mistakes and then going, oh, I should have done this, shouldn't have done this the entire time because da da da. But what I really liked, are we at the end now? No, we're not going to get there. I was going to say, I fucking love the ending though.
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay. Because the grammar error.
Yes. It's just so.
That's something I would be like. This bitch is okay. Come on, you mean there? T H E R E.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't be there. But it's so petty, though.
It's super petty.
You know, it's so petty. But I think Carrie absolutely loves it because she's a writer.
Yeah.
And she's like, you don't know the difference.
But I've gotten love notes from guys before. And they have spelled, they've used the wrong there. And like, I've sent the letter back and crossed out the there and put the right one.
In red.
I've totally done that before. And like never, and like they never responded after that. I think they got the hint. But like, I'm a little petty like that.
That's okay.
Admittingly. not to be like. That it's super petty to do that, but I couldn't. I'm a little bit of a grammar Nazi, so like, I went at the end. I was kind of like, "Good for you, Carrie. You found something."
She finally found something that was wrong with Natasha.
I'm glad that it was just that, and it wasn't the whole like, Samantha going like, oh, she was 10 pounds overweight in college. It's like, so that doesn't.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So Samantha at this luncheon finds, I guess, like a college friend, or
dorm mate.
Yeah, of Natasha's. And this actress or character, Jenna, has like the weirdest voice.
I think they just wanted her to be really like, because she's very monotone and very like,
She's just like, she had like sex in the shower with a guy. I don't know.
It's like, cool story. Good for her. Oh, she weighed like 10 pounds overweight.
And like, she was like a cheerleader.
Yeah, it's like freshman 15 or something like that? Or
yeah. And also, if Natasha was only 25 or 26. I mean, this was only like a few years.
Yeah, that's true. So it's like, it doesn't, I don't know. But I'm just glad that that Carrie wasn't petty enough for that to be the thing.
Yeah.
She was just like, I understand that you're trying to be very sweet right now, but that's, no, no.
And I love Samantha because she's always just trying to do her best.
She definitely seems more like, not materialistic, but like certain thing, like she doesn't have, she's kind of in her own world of like how life is. Like people know, like I would never get petty over someone being overweight 10 pounds, but like she thinks that is like.
Yeah.
The, oh, well, she was 10 pounds overweight when she was in high school. So we should all just freak out right now.
Yeah.
We should have a freak out party. I'll get all the decorations for it. It's like, no, calm down.
She tried. But
she's trying to be a good friend.
I think Natasha is just perfect. She came from like a super rich family. I mean, her parents own an estate at the Hamptons. And she works for, where does she work? Ralph Lauren.
Oh, she works for Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
I like Ralph Lauren.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, oh yeah, we talked about everything. Yeah. Carrie, cool about there. Samantha. Oh, so at the luncheon though, Samantha runs into those ladies again.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I thought was weird was that you got him fired. Like, I thought that was so weird.
Yeah. And then we find out that like, this whole other group of ladies were all like either having sex with Kevin or they were going down on, and then they were like, wait, Kevin fucked you? It's like.
Yeah, but that's what I thought was really weird that Samantha, he didn't, like if he was doing that to all these women, like why didn't he?
I don't know. Maybe he just, something, maybe because she was blonde. Who knows?
I think one of them was blonde, right? I don't remember. I just thought that was very strange. I was like, yeah. Again, it was such a weird storyline that would never even occur at this stage, but.
Yeah, super weird. Hey, everyone. There's more Cosmos on the way. But first, a quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. All right, let's get into some segments. All right, so one segment is Good Big, Bad Big.
Good Big, Bad Big.
Now, Big wasn't really in this episode, but he was there in like
spirit.
In spirit.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Do we have a good Big or a bad Big at this point?
I mean, he's just doing his thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's making mistakes, just like every, or maybe not making mistakes. You know, like you can't blame someone just for being human.
Right. Yeah, I think in this particular episode, he's a good Big. He got married. He's not calling Carrie yet. Because that's, I think, when he turns bad. So he's keeping his distance. And I do wonder, like, was Natasha really sick? Like, because she knew that Carrie was going to be there. Like, was she really sick?
But she's like the... She's like the head of it, right? Because if she's signing everything, then she's...
True.
Like, I feel like if she wasn't going to be there, like, I feel like that would be weird.
Yeah.
You know, like, so maybe I feel like maybe she was one of those type of people that if she was really honestly sick, she was just really honestly sick. If by just, like, the definition of her being, like... The doll, or not
right.
doll, but like, you know, the very sweet and nice person.
Not lying, yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, so we have a good Big. All right, next let's choose our hottie of the week.
Hottie of the week.
So, we don't really have any hotties.
Do you mean the guy, like guys in
yeah,
the episode?
Yeah, there's like, there were like, this is a very
female centric. Yeah, and the guy that played
centric.
Kevin wasn't really that great.
No. No. I think he used to be on like some sitcom where he played like a dad
oh, really?
To like daughters or something. It was like on the Disney Channel or something.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that's why when I saw him in this episode of Sex and the City, I was like, okay.
That's weird.
Interesting. Interesting. But yeah, there were like no, I mean, they mentioned Big, they mentioned Steve. But this is a female-centric episode.
Yeah.
No hotties. Well, that's okay. A lot of naked women.
Yeah, a lot of naked women.
They were attractive.
They're very attractive, but not.
But it
no
was
hotties.
It was interesting because in that steam room, I mean, that must have been a very high end, like models only steam room because all those naked women were just like gorgeous. Like there were no like unattractive women in there.
They were definitely like all skinny. See, that's another thing too. Is like. 2018, you'd see the steam room like that, people would like be normal looking.
Yes. Which is great.
Which is fine. Because like people come in all shapes and sizes, but it's like interesting how like that image has changed.
Yes. Next up, let's discuss some crimes of fashion.
Who wore what? Why?
Ugh, her pants.
Her pants.
Her fucking... So Carrie... Because I noticed this. Carrie comes in and she's like... This is when she finally like shows that she's upset about Big. And she's wearing these like blue striped pants that are kind of bell bottoms, which are cute, but she's wearing this blouse that is beautiful that doesn't match her outfit. And I literally turned... I'm kind of a fashion freak. So like... I tend to like buy consignment designer things because it's a very expensive world.
Yeah, no,
but I love designer things and I like my nice, like this is my Marc Jacobs bag, but it's polka dots.
So cute. I love polka dots, obviously.
Yes. So I saw that and I was like, what is she doing? Who's the costume person? Whoever the costume person is for that day, I wanted to shoot them in the face or like throw coffee at them or put the housekeeper to her. I was like, what are you doing? This was such a beautiful, like, purple kind of like, it had this really beautiful like design on it. And it was kind of, it buttoned up with like, a little bit of ruffles up top.
Yeah.
And her hair looked great. But like then you saw these pants and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Just then go.
What is happening?
Maybe it was just supposed to represent like her mixed feelings.
Maybe. I don't know. But I was like, what's happening? That was the only time where I was like, what is this? What is happening?
So that
was. Because normally Sex and the City is known for like all of what Carrie wears and right?
Yeah, what they all wear.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. So like that was, I was like, I was in love with the blouse, but then I hated. It was, yeah. It's so funny that I remember that. I was like, oh no, there's a scene.
I remember that outfit. And then there weren't too many like rememberable outfits. But it's funny at the very end where she's like opening the letter. Kind of a scene I never really pay attention to. I've looked at what she was wearing today. And she's wearing very like manly clothes. Like clothes, like they're not form fitting at all. It was just very like boxy pants, like a collar.
Well, she was also wearing
shirt. White
too, yes. Which is, I mean, now that I think about like the Natasha thing, how Natasha wears white.
Yeah, was she trying to be more?
Yeah. But I mean, you're also at home. Like I wear Uggs and like a muumuu type thing when I get home. Like whatever's minimal.
Yeah.
So like. I would have worn what she wore at the end just because it's like it looks comfortable.
Yeah, but normally she doesn't wear like it's stuff that you wouldn't think of lounging around in. At home.
Yeah, for Carrie,
for
right?
Carrie, okay. Yeah. Okay, cool. Up next, let's discuss some wordplay with pun of the week. Did you catch any puns?
Puns in the show?
Yeah, anything punny that was said? They're hard to catch.
I don't even remember if they said anything punny. Wait, at the beginning, I think at the beginning with the wedding things?
There was one, yes. It was something like, you give him head, he cuts off yours.
Yeah. They were talking about Henry VIII.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was one at the end. It was just a VO that Carrie says, but it was like at the luncheon when all those women found out like that they were all screwing Kevin.
Yeah.
Carrie says, I guess I wasn't the kind of member that these ladies really needed.
Yeah.
And that also, like, makes me think of, like, ties back into Miranda's, like, huge vibrator.
That thing was huge.
So big. Okay. And last but not least, we've arrived. You're such a...
You're such a...
So this is where you get to pick which of the main four characters did you most identify with in this episode?
Probably Carrie.
Sweet. So you're such a Carrie.
I think just because, like I've been in situations like that before where, like, you kind of see someone who's getting married. I mean, I have three exes that have gotten married, and I went to two of their weddings, and one of them named their first kid after me, which is weird.
Whoa.
so, like, I get it, and, like, and just a lot of the situations I felt like that. Like, I would be the one to be like, oh, I know what I'm doing is like really petty right now, but I'm still going to do it anyway type. Not petty, but like yeah. I know what I'm doing is wrong and I'm going to say it out loud that what I'm probably thinking is wrong, but now I'm obsessing right now. And so, like, I'm going to follow this through.
Totally.
And then my friends are like, okay,
good luck.
And then I come back and I'm like, I learned my lesson. They're like, okay, good. You know, kind of being my own, mentor and my own worst enemy.
Right. Sometimes you have to just make your own mistakes.
Yeah. And then learn from them and be like, okay, that was wrong.
Yeah. You know, I think I'm a Carrie in this episode too. Normally I pick a different character than my guests, but yeah, I mean, I've definitely been in that situation where I know what I'm doing is obsessive, but I just have to see it through because that's what I have to do.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to learn a lesson. I know this is wrong, but I just can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, just have to do it. And it never works out well.
Yeah. Well, that and when she was like, I'm going to buy, okay, that freaked me out when she's like, and this is, I would never do this. She's like, I bought this dress that's like, 1 month's rent. I'm like, what? In New York?
Yes, like $3,000.
Yeah. I mean, I have gotten like a nice outfit to kind of like outdo myself.
Totally.
To like make sure that like I looked a certain way. Because I definitely am not a shopaholic, but when I feel bad, I definitely go, okay, I'm going to go find all these. Like I found, okay, I'm a bargain shopper for designer things. So I found these beautiful villain purple Prada boots.
Ooh.
That zip up in the back for $15 in almost immaculate shape. But after I found out that my ex-boyfriend had cheated on me, and they made me feel really good. I still have not worn those shoes, but I have them. But I can definitely shopping like that, like I've always made, you know, it's always made me feel better after stupid stuff like that. So I totally know what Carrie's going through in that situation where like, this is going to make me feel better. But like, ultimately, like, I never ended up wearing the shoes, or it didn't really like make me feel better in retrospect, but I still have those beautiful shoes.
Well, this is what I do. I will like have a moment where I have to go shopping and buy stuff to make me feel better, but I keep the tags on.
Oh,
I keep tags on, and I keep all the receipts, and I just hang it up in my closet. So then I just know it's there. And then if I don't do anything with it for like 2 months, then I return it.
Got it.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
So I'm such a Carrie. All right, well, we did it.
Yay.
We did the episode. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
For coming. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, that's the episode. Thank you so much for listening. I also want to thank a few people that make the show possible. John Fredette for the music. You can check him out at johnfredette.com. Our amazing and wonderful guest, Ava Seha. Terrence Deutsch, our producer, and everyone over at Boardwalk Audio. Again, if you like what you hear and want to show us some love, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook, both at Cosmos and the City, or on Twitter at CATC Podcast. And if you haven't done so already, please go like, rate, and subscribe. It really allows our podcast to grow. And if you have any thoughts, opinions, ideas, etc., you can email us at cosmosandthecity@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from all of you, and we'll catch you next week. All right, cheers.
And a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.